Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. Again, we have a treat for you over the course of these shows. We're going to be talking about the movie The Shack. And we've had a chance to speak to Octavia Spencer. Today, we're talking to Tim McGraw. Tim, of course, stars in the film The Shack. Tim, of course, is very well known for his role in The Blind Side, opposite Sandra Bullock. That was a hit film. And Tim and his wife, Faith Hill, have teamed to write music for The Shack, Keep Your Eyes on Me, which we're going to talk a little bit about. But Tim, welcome to the show, and know that we've had a chance to speak to Octavia already. She told us about The Shack from her perspective, almost as mom. And what about you kind of telling us the story a little bit from the perspective of Willie? And I mean, what's the meaning of really Mac's perspective as father of daughters?
Mac, you know, his daughter is in a terrible situation. Mac takes his family out, and something terrible happens to his daughter, and sort of loses his way. Willie, my perspective, he's sort of telling Mac's story from a sort of a third-person point of view. He represents the audience in most ways. And he's telling Mac's story, and he's telling the story of what happens to Mac and what happens to his family, what happens to his daughter, and how Mac sort of goes down a sort of a black hole trying to figure his life out and what's the meaning of why he's here, what's the meaning of God, what's the meaning of faith, what's the meaning of forgiveness, redemption, moving forward in your life, taking care of your family, all those things. And Willie's really there to just sort of be a huge support for him. And that's what my character does. He sort of offers a lot of support for Mac and his family. He helps Mac sort of find his way and understand that there's more to just wallowing around in what he's dealing with.
What did you first think and feel when you read this script, The Shack?
I cry when I read the script. You know, I have three daughters. And you know, it doesn't matter if you have kids or don't have kids or daughters or sons or whatever. You read something like that and the power that it has on someone's life, it's pretty dramatic. And then to see the arc of how their world sort of changes and how they come back around and sort of find themselves again and find the strength to go on and find the strength to be there for their family. It's a pretty remarkable story.
And did you read the book too?
First off, the book, of course. When I talked a little bit about it, about, you know, this project's around and what people think about it, and so many friends and family just pointed out how it changed the way they thought about life and changed the way they thought about other people and changed the way they thought about forgiveness and redemption and all the qualities that this book has and all the things that this book talks about.
The book really touches on these themes of sorrow, forgiveness, and saying I'm sorry. Are those phrases insincere in this day and age?
You know, I think in our day and age that people can say I'm sorry a lot, but I don't know that people really understand what that really means to someone and what the truth behind saying I'm sorry really means to someone, or saying I accept your forgiveness. And I think that's almost more important than forgiving someone, is accepting their forgiveness when someone does forgive you. You know, we want to stomp our feet and we want to point fingers so much today that we forget what we're here for and what our purpose is to love one another and sort of be supportive of one another and find ways to lift each other up. And I think that's why this movie's going to really resonate.
So tell us a little bit about the song, Keep Your Eyes on Me. It's beautiful, and we're going to listen to a little bit of it. But what was it that drove you to write that song? I know you must have kind of watched the film in some form of completion. So how did the title come about, and what were some of the thoughts?
Well, we saw an early rough cut of the film. I can't remember when it was, but it was early in the process. And we wrote it with Shane McAnally and Laurie McKenna and Faith and I. We watched the movie. And, of course, we were six or seven times in the film or just flooded with tears for this film. And we went back in a little room afterwards and sort of put our notes together. We'd all taken notes on the film because we were trying to figure out if we could actually sit down and really write a song for it. And we all kept landing, and every one of our notes, the biggest note that we had was "Keep Your Eyes on Me."
Ain't it just like a tear to go and blur out everything? Ain't it just like glass to fall and break so easily? Ain't it just like love to leave a mark on the skin and underneath? Yeah, when the pain goes and shadows everything. Keep your eyes on me.
And it came back to the simplicity of finding a mantra that can get you through hard times. And when Max stepped out of the boat and he said, "I can't do this," and Jesus said, "Just keep your eyes on me," it struck a chord for us. And it made us think that that's what we wanted to write this song about. We wanted to write this song that equaled the arc of the movie, that we had the pain in the beginning of the song, and then the redemption and the light and the beauty at the end with the choir and with Faith doing those majestic things that she was doing at the end of it. And it was a lot of fun to go through that process. We sat in my living room with Shane and Lori and Faith, and I was sat in the living room and banged the song out and really worked through some nuances of it. And then went to the studio. Everybody, the band, Faith and I, producers, the engineers, just really felt a real magic when we were laying this track down. It just really became sort of a life of its own and sort of had this sort of majestic quality to it. But certainly I don't think that the record could have the feel that it has without me being a part of the film and knowing what the feeling was like on the set of the movie and sort of the thought process that everybody was going through about what this film was about and how it made you feel. I think everybody sort of felt that on set.
My thanks to Tim McGraw. I think you'll love this movie. I think it is a movie that speaks to us today. It's all about our abilities to overcome sadness, overcome our setbacks. And certainly in a world where religion seems to grow increasingly irrelevant, The Shack wrestles with this timeless question. Where is God in a world so filled with trouble and difficulty and unspeakable pain? I think the answers that we get from this movie are going to astound you. And who knows? Maybe they're going to transform you in some of the ways that the characters, the actors, have talked about already. I know you'll want to talk about this film, so reach back out to me. Thanks very much, everybody.
Keep your eyes on me.